Good morning. Can you see me?
Yes,
okay, all right. So your vision is clear. Tell your neighbor left and right, I can see you. And the glory of God is upon you. Yeah, I hope you're excited with that. Okay, all right. Okay, now, I thought you're going to say, I not only see that, I saw a handsome, beautiful, pretty, or whatever. Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. This morning, okay, I'm going to do a message called Vision. Okay, we call it Vision Sunday. Now, this is only the second year I'm doing this. Our church now entered the 14th year, all right? Now, I felt that every year, whatever they were doing, whether we achieve whatever, I find that if all of us can come together, I think that will be very... Now, so what I'm saying is that we got to have vision and we got to have mission as well, all right? Now, I'm going to give you three principles, and that principle will help not only, of course, to this context, we talk about church, but it also helps you to, when you relate to your family, relate to your workplace, okay, to your business, okay, and so on. Now, the goal of why I'm doing this is that taking one Sunday of the year is to, the goal is to realign all of us, all right, because as the church grow, you're doing this, you're doing that, kids are doing this, you are doing this, and our family doing this, and all those, so we are can be everywhere. But I find that it's good for me as a pastor to realign, okay, everyone, okay, why we exist, okay, to recollect ourselves, why we exist, and where are we heading, and as we belong to every nation, okay, we are part of this church, we got to build together, okay, amen, all right, we got to be in this together, say with me, together, all right, now, I'm going to show you the next picture, how many of you like this, okay, now, why I'm showing you this picture, my take is this, isn't it true that every one of us ended up somewhere in life. Yes? Every one of us. But the question is, where? Where do you want to end up at, right? Now, my suggestion will be the best for all of us to end up somewhere where you fulfill God's purpose in your life. Amen? Because anyhow, you're going to end up somewhere. Why not fulfill that where? By fulfilling God's purpose. And that could only happen if we have a vision, where are we going? Okay, now, have you ever asked yourself or anyone, especially asking ourselves, right, why I'm keeping up late night? Or why am I waking up so early in the morning? Why am I doing so, all right? Now, if you are a student or if you are a Form 3 right now, then the next 2-3 years, 4 years down the road or 5 years down the road, what are you going to do? Okay, Form 3. So Form 3 this year, Form 4, Form 5. I'm going to do your SPM. After that, what are you going to do? All right, college, uni, all right? So the next 3-4 years, somehow you know you're around that season, all right? After uni and college, so for the next 2-3 years, what are you going to do? You're going to find a job, all right? And then if you are married this year, what is your vision? Baby. All right, no, I don't know. Okay, so in other words, all of us somehow, in the next 3 years, 5 years, somehow you have a picture, okay, what to do, all right? Now, for us at church, many times we are still yet to sit down and really strategize what's going to happen in the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, okay? My heart desire in the next 5 years, okay, we talked about this last year, 2018, right? So 19, 20, 20, 21, 22. So hopefully by 2022, okay, it's not me alone as a pastor, all right? So pray with me, all right? So we can raise family pastor, we raise youth pastor, we raise kids pastor, and so on, all right? Are you excited? Yeah. Tell your neighbor left, right, look at it. You could be the one. Yeah. All right, okay. Many times, you also, probably, right, if you're in the business line, you also project, okay, envision your financial profile in the next 5-10 years, right now. That is, we are talking about your personal life, talking about your financial profile and so on. All the more when we do God's Word, all right now. You heard me say this again and again. That is, when I say, what is vision? Okay, vision from the word VC, right? VC, that means we see, right? So vision is what we want to see. So when it comes to mission, what is mission? So following the same trend, right? It's what we want to see, so it's what we miss. True, following that trend, right? Now, it's a bit funny, but I realize
Yes, there are a lot of things that we want to do in life. That is our mission, and yet we always miss doing them. Let's say for students, you have exam. What are you supposed to do, if student? As parents, we look at our kids. Okay, exam, right? This exam year, what do you want them to do? Study. But you will see them doing every other thing except study. True? Yeah. So even in a company, right? Let's say your goal is to your product. So you ended up doing other things except the main one. Or sometimes in church or in our life, it's the same scenario, right? Is it something that we missed, we didn't do, all right? So in a way, mission is what? Okay, we want, okay, to do. Say with me, to see. To do. All right, now, by saying so, how clear is your vision? Okay, you answer yourself. Okay, now, how clear is our vision? All right, so this message to align all of us, why we exist, okay, as a church. Now, we hear this again and again, and I'll keep on repeating that, okay, then you hear from me, and you don't hear from me, you hear from leaders, you don't hear from leaders, you hear yourself, and telling others, all right, now. Look at the Habakkuk, okay, Habakkuk 2, verse 2 and 3, if you've missed this, it's okay, just have a coke, and then move on again, right now. It says here, and the Lord answered me, write a vision, make it plain on tablets. So they're already using their iPad already, they're using on tablets. So he may run who reads it, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end, it will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it, it will surely come, it will not delay. All right, let us pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, even as we align everyone, okay, of why, okay, we exist as a church. Father, help us, O God, to see the vision. Help us, O God, to do what you have called us to do. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. All right, it's very important, okay, to write it down. I think you hear me say before, if we don't write, okay, our vision, then it will just pass, okay, through and not fulfilling them because it's just keep in our head, but it never act upon it. Now, another scripture, where there is no vision, Proverbs 29, verse 18, King James Version, what happened? The people perish, okay, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So when I look at the word perish, it's a very strong word. So when I look at the root word of this perish, okay, it gives other words. Now, you'll be shocked to hear this. The word perish has a few words. One of it is called naked. Okay, when they perish, it's naked. Perish comes to zero, all right? Or you come to a place where it's perish, it's backward. It's not moving forward, backward. It perish when there is no vision. In other words, okay, loss of direction, okay, and meaningless life. So in other words, when we look at what the Bible tells us in Proverbs 29, 18, that we must have vision, okay? We should have dreams, okay, and vision, okay, to move on. I'll tell you one story of a colleague that I have in those days when I worked in a manufacturing company. We call him APEC, but his name is Leong, okay, Mr. Leong. He's already in his 70s. He's the only church man in our company. Everybody knows him because he's of that old and he's so active that he will climb almost every part of the building, all right? Where his junior technician will not. The junior technician will just hold the ladder and watch him. So he will climb the ladder up whatever hole in the ceiling and settle whatever issues, all right? Those generation, that species, all right, they don't exist anymore because they don't use meter to check. They will smell. Well, they know whether there's a current going through or not. They knew all those, all right? But the year came, the company did not renew his contract anymore. So all of us are so sad to say goodbye to him, all right? And then after 2-3 years, we tried to think, where is our APEC now? Where is he right now? Okay, then the news came back that he has passed away. So I was just wondering, after he retired, I mean, the contract was not renewed, what did he do? So I hear another story, he went back to his hometown, somewhere in Perak, and take care of ducks. I'm not saying take care of ducks is wrong, but I'm just saying whether, in my heart, I was just like, did he lose his purpose? Did he miss something, right? And he was so active, and then the next 2-3 years, then his life just drained away, just drift away. What happened? All right. So today, as we talk about vision, okay, why vision is important? Of course, today we talk about context of church, but it applies to everyone as well. Do you have a vision for your life? Now, why vision is important? I'm going to give you three P's, all right? And then after that, we look at some of the things that where we are as a church. Number one, vision gives us purpose. Say with me, purpose. All right? You can also ask yourself, do I have a purpose? Tell your neighbor, do you have a purpose? Okay, what are you doing here? So each time when I do a workshop or do a training, I will ask the very important question, okay? I know recently we have a GoMake class. I've started a Go Equip class. I said, welcome, okay, to our Go Make class. You have just signed up for the most important workshop, all right? But I have this one important question to ask all of you. Why are you here? Why you sign up for this workshop, all right? Why? Because if I'm able to tackle the why, the rest of the thing, it doesn't matter anymore because you already align yourself, focus, okay, to fulfill what God has calling you to do, okay? What is okay, your purpose, because purpose will tell you, okay, the why. Now, a vision makes you an important link between the current reality and the future. Because when you, if you're able to see, you're also able to see the future. So it will turn the current reality, okay, the current whatever situation you are, and reality in the future. All right, now, let's move on. Okay, now, so talking about purpose. This is our every nation purpose statement. You hear our leaders, our zone head, okay, or whoever giving announcement here, they always recite this. Yes? So many times you just say whether this person say correctly or not. Okay. But have you ever tried saying yourself without looking at it right now? So this is our every nation purpose statement. All right now. When we say every nation purpose statement, it's not our church alone. Now, we belong to every nation movement worldwide. You hear me say again and again, all right? Which means, if I were to go to Singapore, our every nation church Singapore, you will see this. If you want to visit Pastor Bernhard in New Zealand Christchurch, right? I saw his message. He said this week when they are back, they're going to pray, okay, for the people, okay, because of the terrorist attack, okay, on the mosque and 49 killed and 48, something like that, right? Okay, who are still injured. Now, if you go to visit them in every nation Christchurch, you see this statement, all right? Next week, I'll be in every nation, Medan. Are they going to say this? Yes. If I go to Laos, I go to Cambodia, all right? Same, all right? If I want to visit all churches in our victory churches, or every nation churches in Philippines, yes. If I want to go to every nation, New York, yes. Okay, so we are speaking the same purpose statement. Okay, good, amen? All right? So now I give you a chance to recite together with me, all right? Ready? 1, 2, 3. We exist to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministry in every nation. Now close your eyes. Okay, okay. Okay, now this purpose statement helps us, okay, to define who we are. Who we are? We are every nation. Okay. Why we exist for? We exist to honor God. How? Okay, by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, social responsible churches and campus ministry. Where are we going to do this? In every nation, all right? So it's all spelled out, so we wouldn't miss, all right? Now, I know when those days was in the company during the early 90s, okay, where quality system is everybody want to get their quality system certification, whether QS, ISO, you know, all those quality certification. So whether factory, office, organization, all those, they hired consultant, okay, to guide through all them. The first thing they need to do is to address their purpose statement, all right? So today, those who are in a company, Jabil, Sandisk, okay, Intel, do you know your purpose statement? So I asked many, do you know? Never mind, you don't know, never mind, remember this, all right? Now, this can be very long, okay, but in a short, you say what? Honor God, make disciples, all right? Tell your neighbor, left and right, honor God, make disciples, all right? Are you still with me? Are you still with me, huh? Okay, I hope you're excited on this. Now, I want to ask this. Each time when we say honor God, what do I mean? All right. Now, I find bands that whatever question we ask, honor means how you want to give God the glory and all those, on your personal basis, I find that this 40 speaks a lot, all right, on your personal basis. Now, all of us are given, what, 24 hours? Yes. 7 days a week, 52 weeks, 365. But how much time you really choose to honor God with your time? Otherwise, whenever you find that you want to do something, called busy lah, cannot lah, my son tuition lah, you know, I could go here lah, I haven't cooked yet lah. There's so many reasons, okay? So you must learn, okay, how to honor God with that. God give us talent, give us gift, all right, that we can serve. Now, personally, I like to be an usher. Whenever I find time, okay, I'll be there, leave there, shake hands, hello, welcome. There's one time, who was that? He said, how come, Pastor has to become usher, man? Pastor has to become usher. All right, okay, now, we must use our gift, all right, to welcome people. Now, all the more, okay, ushers, what's the first criteria for usher? Smile. Best person, right? Smile. Okay, now, you have treasure, all right? That means finances that we have. How you honor God with that through our tithes and offering, all right? Terrence, correct, yeah? Okay. I hope you all did something very good just now. Okay, all right. You never know what kind of phone call tomorrow. Okay, now, temple. Temple means this body, okay? Bible talks about the temple of Holy Spirit is ourself. Okay, make sure that this body, no need to teach you, right? To feed well, no worry, right? I already eat well, right? Eat well. But at the same time, for me, constantly, I got to tell myself, I need to rest well, okay? I am a person that don't know how to rest, okay? So I got to constantly tell myself to rest, all right? Otherwise, become unrest. Okay, now, let's move on. Let's move on. So when we say go, what does that mean? Okay, we want to encourage everyone to live a lifestyle of 3I, okay, which means include, invest, and invite. I have no time to go through that. This is where I teach this in Go Make class, all right? So that means everything that you do, whether you have lunch, include someone, okay? Include someone, okay, that you can impart your life. So we did that in March 3rd. We'll repeat the same one, okay, in August 25. Now, sometimes with some of this workshop that I'm doing, every time I look at what I'm doing, I want to improve it. So every year you see is a different manual altogether. So I told staff, if there's 50 people sign up, only 50, I don't want to keep any more. If keep only one or two for reference, then I improve on it the next round. So we're going to do one more in August 25th. So March 3rd, we have so many, okay, show up. Okay, if you are there, give yourself a big hand, all right? I'm waiting for all of them to bear fruit, okay, all of them to bear fruit. Then I know out of here is a lot, right? I'm going to wait for them from March, April, May. See the next quarter, how many people, okay, went out, okay, to say hello to someone, okay, and win them to the Lord. Like this morning when y'all come up to church in the lift, do y'all meet any stranger? Yes, No, never meet stranger. Meet angel. Okay. Say hello to them, all right? Say hello to them. You never know, okay? Don't fight with them, you'll leave, okay? right? There's non-church members, and you're, oh, auntie, you going to a dim sum? Okay. And they're full already. Okay, never mind, enjoy your dim sum. I'll just walk up, okay? No, y'all don't do that, lah. Why, yeah? Okay, now let's move on. Okay, now. So when we say make disciples, it is our 4E. Say with 4 E's. Okay, so say engage, establish, equip, empower. So when we say make disciples, all our every nation churches all over the world, they talk about this 4E. All right? So this coming week, I'm going to go to every nation Maidan. What are you going to talk about? Engage. You're going to talk about establish, talk about equip, talk about empower. If I were to go to every nation, let's say Japan, okay, we go to Yokohama, all right? So what are you going to say? Okay, now you say engage, establish, okay, equip, empower. All right, it's the same, all right? Now let's move on. And you'll be amazed. Wow, you do engage like that also can. Yeah. When I first heard about how our Philippine churches do engage, the ladies, okay, they will do engage in the shopping mall. Okay, they gather all their friends. They will go shopping. You know, you cannot continue shop, correct or not? You cannot continue walk and walk, true? So at particular time, they will what? Starbucks, high tea, Paul. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so they'll sit down and then they order their coffee. They do their proper life group. They'll bring out the lessons. You do one more question, do the word, great faith, and so on. Yeah. Like that also can. Can. All right. Okay. No, no. Okay, so life group, right? Do that. Now, so we want to encourage everyone to walk this discipleship journey, okay, of this 4E, and we have all that's already in place, all right? Like when you engage someone in one-to-one, okay, how you engage them to our services, to our life group, to life group events, and so on, all right? And we also want to establish everyone in biblical foundation. So we have all this laid, okay, with 3BM, water baptism, purple book class, okay, spiritual family. And then equip, go make, we did last week or 2 weeks ago, then go equip, go build. And when it comes to empower means, we are saying, come on, go, start a life group, all right? And then we have, let's say we have visiting pastors and we can carve off the time, then we'll ask him to give us some leadership session, okay, to all the leaders. So you're starting a new life group, we want to coach you, all right? And Leadership 215 is where our Every Nation will. Pastor Steve came up with this, what we call the minimum theological standards, okay, that every pastors and leaders, okay, should know, all right? Okay, so that's our 4E. So, in other words, vision, number one, vision, give us purpose. Number two, so we all that you already know, then you can plan. How many of you should plan? And a number of days, nights, weeks, then when your boss came and said, hey, no, 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 not this one. You're not doing what I'm telling you to do. Imagine, when we don't understand the purpose, how are we going to plan, right? So vision allow us to plan. Okay, scripture. The heart of man planned his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. We should make plans and counting on God, okay, to, okay, direct us. And that is very important, all right? If you have a vision, got to write them down. I was saying just now that I said this before, that people who write down their goals and plans, they are only 3%. Those who have goals and plans but only keep in their head, there's about 10%. What happened to the rest? The rest 87% drift through life without definite goals or plans. So in other words, which category you want to fall in? You want to increase the 3%, increase the 10%, or the 87%, all right? So let me tell you that the 3% who write or wrote down their goals and plans accomplish 10 times more during their lifetime than those 10% who just keep in their kapala otak, their head, all right? Now, and that is very true. Now, in the next, I want to show you, okay, how have we progressed and what are the faith goals that we have set, okay, 2019. That means when our leaders come together, all right, to plan for 2019. First time when we do Vision Sunday, I told you a history to 2005 when we first started, okay, until last year. I'm not going to do that. We just look at 1 or 2 years, okay, and how we have progressed. Last year when we say that, what happened, all right? Everybody wants to know, all right? So we'll talk about these three categories, VN Services, Salvation, and Life Group. Now, VN Services. So we have three services right now. Now, I'm praying if we continue in this momentum, we should be doing our fourth service by second half of the year, all right? So pray along. Now, how do we fare in 2017? Average for the whole year, we have 24 kids. We have 41 in study at 5, we have 67 Sunday at 9, and Sunday 11, 107, we have 239. So last year I said, are we able to grow 20%? So because for the past, we are around there, all right, around there. So are we able to grow 20%? So if we were to grow 20% in this chart means 24, by end of 2018, we should be 29. You got what I mean? You follow me? Yes? So 2018, we have average in the kids 28. So just one number miss. Not bad, right? Right? Now, Saturday, it's a bit challenging, because mostly are young people, students come and go. Suddenly they graduated, then they say goodbye to you, okay? And then a lot of this movement around Saturday at 5, I know that challenge. Sunday 9, okay, 64. Sunday 11, 133. So in the way, okay, we do grow, okay? We do grow, all right? And we have a growth of 6.7% or different category that of the services that we have. So shall we give ourselves a big hand? Can. All right? Okay, good. Little by little, all right? Little by little. Now, for me, when I look at chart, chart is to help us. Okay? When we see charts, when they see not so good result, it's not to condemn ourselves, all right? It's to help us to see where we are, all right, now. 2019, we are now March. So for the past 10 weeks, okay, so I say, do we have record? Yes, we have record. And see how we have a very good start, okay, this year. The kids, we have 30 kids. So average for the last 10 weeks, that means anytime we go there, we see 30 kids. Wow, okay. Saturday at 5 also increased, Sunday 9 also increased, Sunday 11 also increased. So we have 283. Again, can we give yourself a big hand, all right? Okay. Now, I'm also in the business of, sorry to use the word business, that is to identify leaders, okay, and train leaders, all right? So when we do it right, I think the rest should be just fine. Then we don't have to worry about all this, right? It will just happen by itself. Now, salvation. How many people got saved, okay, in 2018? 2018, last year, we set a faith goal. We all the zone coming together. Family say 24, consent 3, working adult 14, youth say 19, kids 10. And we are praying, okay, that we will have 70 decisions. That means 70 people come to know Jesus. What was the result? Anybody knows? Okay, today I'm going to review that. I say we have 17 people, family led 17 people to the Lord, consing 5, working adult 24, youth 4, kids 2, which means we give a total of 52 people is accepting Jesus last year. All right, can we give the Lord a big hand? Okay, and that is 74%. Not bad. Okay, very good. All right, now heaven rejoices. 2019. Okay, what is our faith goal? Okay, for 2019, when leaders come together, family zone said we're going to win 35. Consent say we're going to win 6. Working adults say we're going to win 21. Youth say we're going to win 13. Kids will win 4. So this is a total of 79. Wow, can we have that faith goal? Yes, bring along. Yeah, no need clap yet. Okay, just not yet. So just the past these 2 months or 3 months, 2.5, right? We have seen 9 people coming to know the Lord and kids 1 come to know the Lord. All right, this is a good start, okay, for all of us. So we're going to continue to pray that more people will come to know the Lord. Amen? All right? So tell your neighbor, I'm right. You will win one. Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. Huh? Let's move on. Life group. Okay, life group. Huh? Now, this was a picture I took during Kensing Christmas. Okay, how many Kensing members who are here? Kensing, okay? 你好,你们在哪里? All right, okay, China Pen. Okay, now, this was a Christmas, okay, Kensing combined. They have a Christmas. I was there. I give an auto call. 4 people come to know the Lord. Okay, amen. And that include Darren's mom. Wow, that's amazing. All right, now, so I'm going to give you an update of our life group. Okay, our setting is such that every nation, Malaysia, we follow the same setting. We have this 5-zone, family, Kensing, working adult, youth, and kids. All right, now, so in 2018, we started with 8. Kensing 2, working adult 8, youth 5, and kids we have 3, all right? Now, what was the outcome from 2018? Okay, family have one addition, one group, working adult another addition group, youth has 2 addition, all right? With that, from before was how many? 10, 20, 23, okay? Out of 23, okay, we close one, that's a town. Okay, we have also close one of the town college. Okay, we have 25. So we're still growing, all right? We have ups and downs, but we're still growing, all right? Amen? All right, now, 2019, 25, huh? Out of this 25 right now, as the beginning of the year, all right? And faith goal. Our faith goal is to plant 6 new life group, all right, now. But at the beginning of the year, we also have a good start, which means February and March, we kick off, initiated life group. Number one was Tropicana Bay, the home of Joshua and Sandy. They attend the Sunday at 9, right? Some of you probably get to know them. Any more staying in Tropicana Bay? Okay. Okay, you can join us, all right? Now, bring friends. Okay, now, Black won a few of his young people to the Lord, done one-to-one. I said, why not you gather them and grow them? Okay, so we started a mixed teens life group. This, in fact, is in my house. Dixon and Jonathan, okay, they went to join the gym at Miko's gym in Sungai Dua. If you see your body got a lot of fats, you know, and you need to change that to a different molecule, okay, now, you go and see them, right? So all of that, Dixon and John, okay, started a new life group. It's called SG3, all right? SG3, okay, because the Long Sungai Dua, okay? All right, now, it's something like strong gym, you know? Okay, something like that. Okay, now, okay, so with that, now, this is Sri Aman Life Group. Jude and Kim came and said that, Pastor, it's time because I'm looking at this group growing and growing. Hey, we got to do something about it. Because for every typical house, how many people can you contain? Right? Correct or not? So you could do something about it so that you allow growth to take place. So Sri Aman, okay, we in the month of February, right? Okay, so our Sri Aman now is three groups. Okay, now it's three groups, okay, which is Sri Aman, Emma and Rose leading that. Paya Turubong, AJ and Joy, and Promenade, okay, which Kim and Jude and Kim is leading there. Are y'all here, Sri Aman, all the Sri Aman? Okay, just wave your hand. Okay, just wave your hand. All right. So we have a good start, okay, for 2019, okay, with a new life group, okay, initiated. So which means, okay, that gives us our life group for 2019. Family now increased one, okay, two, three, okay, another one here. Okay, that means right now we have 30 life groups. All right, give all of yourself, okay, a big hand. Now, I want to encourage all of you, you have not belonged to any life group, please belong to a life group. It's important, okay, we don't live alone, okay, we need one another, okay, in terms of studying the Bible together, pray for one another, and then win the loss, okay? Now, let's move on. Three grounds. Why I'm saying this three grounds? So, in our every nation, Malaysia, to help us focus, because so many things taking place, but this is to help us focus. Are we reaching the unchurched? Okay, are we discipling? Okay, are we raising leaders? All right, so to give you an update, okay, for 2018, we talk about church, just now I already mentioned, we target 70 discipleship. That means every zone combined all together, we say we want 72 people complete their one-to-one and identify 29. So out of that in 2018, okay, just now I already mentioned, 52 come to know the Lord. 51, we have the campaign called one-to-one campaign, so 51 completed, and out of these 29, 15 came, okay, for Go Equip It, training, okay, last week, and you're going to go on for all the non-Thursday, all right? Now, for 2019, that's not already mentioned, okay, we're going to target 79 decision, one-to-one, this year, say 97 will complete their one-to-one, and identify one more, okay, 30, out of these 30, 15 are under training right now, and we're going to plant six new life group. And good amen. All right. If any one of you say, Pastor, I got a group of people, we got to win them, come and see me. I give you the fast track. All right. Then let's go. Okay. Plan new life group. Now, some people ask, why I want to do that? Now, I want to keep a momentum of planting new life group until we come to a place where planting a life group is nothing lah. So we're going to move on to the next level. Let's plant churches already. Okay? Want to plant church in near first, easy. Plant church maybe in town, maybe plant church in mainland, Butterworth, Bukit Mertajam. Okay, let's plant church. So that's first circle. Okay, so if we can do this without, I mean, come to a place that nothing really like that. So we go to a bigger scale, okay? Bigger scale and so on, all right? So, but you got to start small. Okay, moving on. So what's the plan? So we have purpose, we have give us plan. So what's the plan for all that we have to accomplish all this target that we have set? Friends, we have laid out many engaged events. In other words, there's no reason your friend cannot come to any of them. All right? Now, we have five big events, okay, as a church-wide, five big events. Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day. When you see this, that means the youth zone is going to come up with a production for Easter. Working Adult will come up with a production for Mother's Day, kids for the fathers. The reunion that we just, these three, the fourth one is our Yisang. Every year, earlier year, we do Yisang. This year, Kensing Zone led that. And they came up with a production. I don't know about you, I cry from the beginning. I laugh and cry until the end of the drama. So touching. kam tong. Okay, all right. So I believe that they raised the standard for all the rest. Okay, now. So the reunion that we have done, this was a turnout. The people come, okay, from besides y'all is the rest who came. So don't miss that. So I was told that about 144, okay, show up, right? One more big end, that's number four. The fifth one will be our Christmas. Okay, every year we do a Christmas. And this year, there's a change of flavor because beside the zone, this is Terrence. He said that the worship team will do the stage production, all right? Give Terrence, encourage him first. Because the bosses bless him. Okay, all right. Non-stage, the family zone will take late, but we need all of you, okay, to play your part, okay, to host, to bring your friends and host the event, all right, now. Then we have all the zone have their own event. So I'm saying that old, young, and all those, there's no reason they will miss any of that, right? Now, those days when I'm growing up, we have certain liking, right? If you like Yamaha, you buy Yamaha lah. If you like Toshiba, you buy Toshiba, correct? If you like Sanyo, okay, buy Sanyo lah. Okay, if you want Sony, then you buy Sony lah. Right? So what I'm saying is, if there are so many events, if they couldn't come for this, they can go to the next one. Okay, you can go to the next one. So there's no reason that you can't connect your friend, engage your friend to be part of that, right? So Family Zone will have three major ones. Alpha Course, you're wondering if you're hearing this for the first time. Alpha Course is where you discover God. If you do not know how to talk about God, all right, Alpha Course is where you let the video talk. You facilitate. You ask questions and listen from them. You don't have to teach. You ask question, they answer. So they ask some, they answer you some funny thing. What you need to do is, interesting. Okay, all right. So just let the video talk, okay? Then you have food, okay? Make friends with them so until a stage where they knew who Jesus is, all right? So that's the ground, okay, of our course, okay? It's not threatening. We're going to do a family day, all right? We're going to go out somewhere, all right? Do a family day, all right? Then we're going to do a marriage retreat, 3 days, 2 nights, get ready, all married couples, okay? Date and time, not determined yet, but please get ready your flower. Okay, now, let's move on. Okay, now, Kensing, they are done with the Chinese New Year reunion, and they're going to do bachang, all right? Bachang, bachang. Any event you do, got food. Sure, come on. How to reject bachang, man, all right? Mooncake, all right, Christmas. Next one, working adult zone, they're all very energetic, so they're going to do sports together with the youth, open for everybody. So I don't know whether you're going to be badminton, you're going to be ping pong, but I was just thinking it could be who eat the fastest. Okay, who eat the most? Okay, I don't know. Okay, so they have them to plan. So we just wait for the day, we sign up, okay? Then you do a camp. This camp is different from any other camp because all are working people. I heard there was an international speaker going to be speaking. They're going to give you principles for your how to make money. Okay, how to make money. Who don't want to join this camp? Okay, now. Okay, let's move on. The youth, they're already done too. Okay, they're going to have three more coming. All right, so one is at the end of the weekend. Okay, then live conference, youth camp. All right, now moving on. The kids, they're going to have four. They're going to do the Easter outreach, kids outing, kids camp, kids Christmas. Now, I'm also telling the kids is that Michael and all those try to do an event, don't clash on Sunday morning. Okay, do an event that is not Sunday, so that all parents can involve. You go fetch, forget ferry people, because you are here, then they are doing, then we are stuck, all right? So we want to help, okay, the kids, okay, to grow. Amen? All right, now, moving on. Okay, we also have our church. Every nation exists, right? Spirit and power, Christ-centered spirit and power, and socially responsible. Correct or not? So there are some community events that we do. Okay, we have four right now. Two of them are very new. Okay, the first one was Kensing Zone. Ku and Katrina has been bringing team, okay, to participate in this charity fair. All right, and been doing it for the last 6-7 years, I believe. All right, or more than that. All right, now by them doing so, it's not just the team going, but to invite someone. Okay, see, oh. Your Christian also do this, all right? So open eyes, okay, for our friends, okay? You never know, okay? They come to know the Lord through that. Dance at Heart also for the past 5-6 years where Sean has been doing. So now, today, officially, I want to introduce Jude and his team. Jude, where are you now? Okay? Leading. Yes, you. Okay. 9 a.m. Okay, so he went back already. Okay, I'll call him, come back. Okay, now. I want to ask him to do some move. Okay, now. So, Jude and Tim with Mel, Lulu, I think Yo also. Cassie, okay, so they are leading that. Nursing home, because of Pastor Timothy Lowe's mom engaged us to this place. So, Max and Kathy are leading that to reach out, okay, to, I will see so, one by one, coming to know the Lord. So, I'm telling them, maybe the whole place become a church. I don't know. If everybody, every bit you go, everybody come to know Jesus, right? So it's no longer a gospel sharing really. I don't know. So Jun Han came to me. I know he's doing this flower for the longest time, reaching the young people through sports. Okay, they have the first meeting recently. So I put out some photos. We have the Dance at Heart at the ground floor. Nursing home, this is a home. And then Jun Han has about 50 players, all right, that he's engaging. All right, so this part of our community. Yeah, good, amen. All right, I'm going to close. I'm going to invite leaders to come forward. Under establish is where we want to establish biblical foundation, okay, in your life. And some of the things that are already in place. So you look out, we're using the same picture in all those. We're going to do retreat in two times. So the coming one is this. There were two water baptism. Okay, purple book, we're going to do a 4-week end. And then we all come together for spiritual family. All right? If you don't see this, you don't capture this, it's okay. You'll be in the podcast, so you can download for that or hear from the life group leader. All right, now. So, number one, vision give us? Number two, vision allow us to plan. Number three, vision focuses us, okay, to pray. Now, what's the difference? You can plan all you want. You can have all kind of vision you want. But the difference is, if you are in Christ, we have this part that we can pray. Okay, the Bible tells us just now, I said the person, you can plan all you want, but it's the Lord who directs. All right, now, otherwise, if you don't do that, a family, let's say for family, how you want to build your family? You want to build a strong, healthy family? Or you don't have vision for family? Yeah, you want to wake up what time? Up to you lah. 2 p.m. Okay lah. What time you sleep? 3 a.m. Okay lah. You want to come back or not? Don't want to come back? Okay lah. You want to eat? I don't want to eat. You know what I mean? Okay, so to build strong. So when talk about focuses, it's just like the sun. The sun, okay, I want to read that one. The sun, what's the temperature of a sun? Okay, the sun is a powerful source of energy, all right? Every hour, every minute, okay, the sun washes the earth with billions of kilowatts of energy. The temperature of the outer and visible part of the sun is nearly 5,500 degrees Celsius. That's why when you go swimming, sunblock, right? Correct? Okay, all right. Now, on the other hand, how many of us know or knew that laser is a relatively weaker source of energy? But when you put the fewer watts of energy together because of the idea of focus them, it also can create, okay, a temperature that exceeds 5,500 degrees Celsius. Wow, because of that word focuses. So when we have purpose, when we have plans, now it's time to pray. That's where you focus all the energy there, it becomes a powerhouse, all right? So ours is called Worship Prayer Night, and coming together corporately, pray every day, but coming, all of us coming together is first and third Thursday. I want to encourage all of you, okay, that be part of where we are so that we can pray together. We pray for church, we pray for the nation, we pray for needs, all right? This is some of the photos captured just to make you excited, okay, to come for worship prayer night. Even if you do not know how to pray, please come, because by your coming, even you don't pray, it really encourages. Amen? All right? Let's move on. Okay, this is my last verse. Leaders, get ready. He says, day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they receive their food with gladness and with glad and generous heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day. I was captivated by the word added and also the word day by day. Can you imagine every day someone come to know the Lord? Yes? And added to your life group. Correct not? If every day someone is added to your life group, you become pastor. Because how many days are there? 365. Yes. you're going to grow outnumber whatever we have. All right? And you just imagine if this happened, can happen or not? Can, wow, very good, lah, y'all. Okay, now, pastor like to hear that. Okay, now, 365 decision. That if it's all work together, all right? So, I mentioned this many times. I'm just asking this, is it possible that one member win a friend? Yes. Can, yes. Can one disciple another person? Yes. Can one life group plant another life group? Yes, can, okay, can be done, right? So, today I want to call out all our leaders. So you know, okay, who are our leaders in the house? I want to pray for them as well. Now, this is a picture taken every year, beginning of the year. We will do an outing for all our leaders, okay, life group leaders. And this was in an island. It's called Penang Island, okay, on the other side, okay, the other side of the island, okay. Okay, now we have one time, okay, now. So first, I want to call upon the family zone, okay, and Evan Sue, okay, leads the family zone. And right now, we have 10 life groups. Okay, when you look at this, okay, the one in bold is the life group leader, all right? So, Evan and Sue come up. And Evan and Sue leads Jerejak 1 and also Sungai Ara. And very soon from now, okay, you see Ping Hu and Susan, okay, they're going to lead that, all right? Now, Jerejak 2, Bun Hong and Catherine. And Jubilee 1, 2, 3, we have Johnny, Wang, okay, Amy, Lee, and Corina, Nathaniel, you're here, come up. All right, Galugo, we have Casey, April, Terrence, and Pauline. And Putra Place, we have Michael, Joel, and next door, okay, you're going to be assistant very soon, all right? Now, then Putra Amas, Ifriel, and we started new Tropicana Bay, Michael and Ifriel, all right? So these are some of the pictures that just to show you. Thank God, all the pictures are on food and celebration, right? Praise the Lord. So, fun, right? Okay, fun. Okay, praise the Lord. Give the family group a big hand, okay? Zone. Next, I'm going to have the Kensing. They have two life group, Ku and Catherine. Let me say, each time I visit them, they are exploding. You got to do something already, Ku and Catherine. So, Ku and Catherine leading Setia. Golfview is Chi, Abby, and Chive. Chive recently told me, recently, right? Yeah, recently. January, he said, Pastor, if Kensing want to grow, I must lead a group. Yeah. Where are you, Chive? Don't tell me you left already. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Kensing, if you are still here, okay, I know they came out on Sunday at night. If you are here, please come forward. All right, come forward. Where are you? Not now. Are you here? Balik already. Okay, balik already. Okay, now. Working adult zone, okay, Mio is leading. We have now 11 group. Mio is leading the SG2 with Dr. Willin. Jennifer is the next one. And SG2 oversee the INC, that means Indonesian and Cambodia. Dr. Willin and Jessica. Becky, okay, Ivory, where are you, Becky, now? All right, now, Sri Aman, Emma Rose, new leader, please come out. Sungai Dibong 1, Black. Okay, Sungai Dibong 2, Steve, Joanne. And we have two, that's the Poly and Times Square, oversee Sri Aman group, all right? So AJ, come out. Kanga was in the Sunday night. All right, now, new Promenade, okay, Jude and Kim, Paya Turubong, Ian and Joy, SG3, Dixon and John, okay? You see all the picture again. Wow, it's all food, right? And exercise, okay, thank God. All right, come forward. Give them a big hand. Okay, next, we have the youth zone. So we have seven group right now. John Chong is leading as a zone head. And we have the campus and the teens. I'm also waiting for the time where campus just grow, teens just grow. Then teens will just lead teens, campus will just lead campus. So we have the Inti, Gavin, KDU, Jocelyn, USM, Deborah, Wee, and Jackson. Are you all here? All right, USM Postgrad, okay, Jonathan Chong. Teens, Dixon, okay, I think you're up here already. Teens, boys, Dixon and Gabriel. Teens, girl, Jocelyn and Julian. And we started the teens mix, okay, Black, all right. Wow, it's also food. Wonderful, man. How can you not go to live group? Okay, all right. After that, you go and join Dixon's group, then you exercise a bit. Okay, now, kids, okay, now. And you go there, start another group, okay. Now, the kids, Michael Gaetano is leading, all right, and we have three groups. You hear me saying that toddlers, they are age 0 to 4. Champions, they are age 5 to 9. Heroes are 10 to 12, all right. Jessica, Burns, and Joe, and will you come out? Burns, come out. Your name, yes, it's your name, yes. Correct. I didn't see your passport, lah, but I think that's how it's spelled, lah. Okay, all right. Okay, so you see, the kids are having fun, all right, now. Okay, just before we pray, okay, over that, once again, I want to say that this principle, purpose, plan, and prayer, it works all levels, not only church, all right? Students, you look at your studies. Why you study? You know that, then you plan your studies. Then you pray, all right? Then working people, same. Why you work? If you can see that, then you make your plans and you pray, all right? Family, this one I already mentioned many times, okay? It's a timeless principle, can use all levels, all right? So today, as we talk about the church, also you bring back, okay, that principle for your personal life, family, okay, and work. Now, for all our leaders here this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12 says, yes? Oh, yeah. I missed that, huh? Okay, the community service. Community service, okay. Community at heart, okay. So we have Kuih Katrin already mentioned, yeah, they already gone back, okay, Sunday at 9. Next one is the Dance at Heart. Okay, already mentioned. Okay, now, next one is the nursing home, Max and Kathy. Yeah, one more time, come out. Okay, they are leading, all right. And then Flower Outreach, Junhan. I thought I saw you just now. Where are you? Oh, okay, come out. Okay, all right. Now, apart from that, we haven't talked about like Miss Usher Ministry, all those. I'll have another day that I'll talk about our Usher team, okay, worship team, and all those. All right. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12 says that this is how one should regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required, okay, of stewards that they be found faithful. So I want to thank God for every leaders in the house, all right, and many of you who are serving in different manner, all right, and really appreciate all of you, okay, being part of the team. And God has called us to be stewards, okay, and to be stewards means we got to be found faithful, all right, in what God has asked us to do, and all the more, all right, as we pray that in everything that we do, that we never lose focus of how to honor God and make disciples. Ken? Amen. Will you stretch your hand? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for leaders, all right? Leaders means from leaders level, from leader, assistant, okay, interns and all those. Father, we thank you for each of them, for their life they're given, okay, to be, okay, the one, okay, who care for the flock and disciple them and grow them. And Father, all the more, even as you have called us to be stewards, okay, of you, Father, I pray that each and every one of us be found faithful. And all the more, oh God, as we found faithful, we also be fruitful, okay, for you. And Father, that help us to keep us focused, that in everything that we do, Father, we will choose to honor you and make disciples. Father, today I want to give thanks once again. Bless each and every one of them and everyone here in this house. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen. Amen. Okay, let's give Jesus a big hand.